Well, as we're getting ready to end this year and head into another year, I wanted to just take this week and just begin by asking you a couple of rhetorical questions. So these are questions for you to ask yourself. This is just between you and Jesus, but I want us to consider these things, and then I want to follow that up and just show you what the Word tells us about some of those things. So the first question that I have for you to rhetorically ask yourself, do you ever feel like in your life, or maybe even often feel in your life, that your life, or maybe just a part of your life, is out of control? Even that it's like spiraling out of control to the point that you don't even have any hope that you can ever even gather that control back and pull it in. Do you ever feel like life is out of control, or a part of your life is out of control? Here's the second question. I only have two. Do you ever feel like you've just lost your grip, your hold on Jesus? Or that maybe even somehow, and even though we know it's not possible, but sometimes we feel this way, do you ever feel that somehow Jesus has lost his grip or his hold on you? And you feel like you can see your life falling before you, about ready to crash before you? You know, do you ever feel that way about your life? Look, there is no comfort in feeling your life going in either one of those directions. There's no comfort there at all. We need to be, see, the one is spiraling off, the other is crashing down. We need to be in that sweet spot right in the middle. We need to be in that sweet spot, that place of peace. And that place of peace only comes when our lives are centered around Jesus Christ. So picture it this way. Tony, let me have that first picture, if you would. So picture it this way. A satellite is an object that is in orbit around the Earth. Now, if a satellite maintains its orbit around the Earth, it's going to be productive. In other words, it's going to accomplish what it was designed to do by its maker. And a satellite will follow a predetermined path, a predetermined course. And as it follows that predetermined course, it is tranquil. It is in peace. There's no friction in space, okay? So if we are in that perfect, that's what we're looking for, that perfect sweet spot, in between, not out of control and not crashing down. That's that perfect sweet spot. That's where peace is at. So let me just talk to you about satellites for a second, because I want to use it as an illustration. So I want us to really think about satellites and understand them. So satellites, truly, they are vital to so many things that we rely on every day in our lives. Satellites make possible the use of cell phones and cell phone technology. We have GPS available because of satellites. Electronic transfer of money is available because of satellites. So many things we didn't even stop to think about or realize are because of, even the TV shows we watch are provided for us by satellite. So much of our culture depends on satellites and satellite technology, from commerce to farming to everything in between, all the way to national security. Satellites maintain. Satellites are peaceful, they're tranquil, and they are productive as long as they remain in that predetermined, preordained orbit that they have. But here's the thing. If you just add a little bit of momentum to a satellite, just add a little bit more momentum, and that satellite is going to break free of the Earth's gravitational hold on it. And that satellite is going to spiral off. It's going to spin off into space, lost. Which is where sometimes we do feel like our life is at, or at least parts of our life. On the other hand, if a satellite does not maintain its orbit, if it doesn't maintain its momentum, then what's going to happen is that satellite is going to have its orbit around the Earth decay. And as it decays, it's going to come down to Earth and crash and burn. Everything has to be in proper order. Everything has to be in proper alignment for a satellite to remain in its perfect place of peace and productivity in orbit. Satellites have to have everything in perfect alignment. Well, the same thing is true for us. Our lives are in perfect peace and in perfect productivity. Again, productivity means that we are accomplishing what we were designed to do by our Maker. Our lives are in perfect peace and in perfect productivity when our lives are set, when they're established in that perfect orbit around Jesus Christ. Because if we're in that perfect orbit around Jesus Christ, we're not going to go spinning off into space, and we're not going to come crashing down, back down to earth. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, he actually tells us directly how we can maintain our life, how we can be in that perfect orbit, how we can be in that sweet spot, that perfect orbit around Jesus Christ, how we can be in peace, tranquility, and productivity. Are you interested? So here's what he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, the leaning of your entire human personality on him in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and the love which you have shown for all the saints, God's consecrated ones. So by Paul's comments to the Colossians, Paul is showing us by his comments to the Colossians about their faith in Jesus Christ, Paul is showing us that it is faith in Jesus Christ, it is that faith that holds us in perfect orbit around Jesus Christ. So if I feel like my life is somehow spinning off out of control, or if I feel like my life is spinning downwards towards a crash, I need to figure out, I need to learn how to operate in that kind of faith that Paul is talking about. So Paul says that this faith, this kind of faith, is experienced by the leaning of the entire person and personality, spirit, soul, and body, the entirety of you. That faith is from the leaning of the entire person upon Jesus Christ in absolute trust and confidence. So lean upon Jesus Christ. Lean upon his goodness, his power, and his wisdom in your life. So let me just take a moment and let's look at that word leaning from the Amplified Bible. So leaning means tilted. It means bending. It means to lean on something for support. It is to bend from the vertical. So here's the example. If I stand on the edge of this platform, I can lean. It'll make Donna nervous. I can lean, but if I lean far enough, what's going to happen? On the edge of this platform, if I lean far enough, I'm going to fall off the platform. We are to lean from the vertical. So picture it this way. The vertical position, this position is trusting in self. We are to lean from the vertical position, from trusting in self. We are to lean forward unto Jesus to the point that we fall upon Jesus. We are supposed to give ourselves in that kind of entirety, to fall upon Jesus. Lean upon Jesus with your entire person. Lean upon him. Lean upon Jesus. You know, one of the synonyms I love, absolutely love about leaning, it says to be predestined. Because Jesus Christ is in you, you are predetermined. You are predetermined and predestined to lean upon him. It just becomes a matter of letting go, trusting and letting go, falling upon him. Lean upon Jesus with the entirety of your person. Hold nothing back that is your own self trust. Anything that would be you saying, well, just in case Jesus doesn't come through. Lean upon him. Let go of yourself. Fall upon Jesus, trusting in his goodness and in his power to hold you up and not let you fall to harm. Fall upon him in that kind of trust. Lean upon him and he will keep you in perfect orbit around him. This is exactly what we see with satellites in the sky. Physics requires that for a satellite to maintain its orbit around the Earth, listen to this, for that to happen, a satellite has to be in a perpetual state of falling. We think of satellites as just circling around. Satellites are actually in a perpetual state of falling. They are falling from the sky. That's our example. If I want to be a satellite around Jesus, in that sweet spot of peace and tranquility and productivity, I need to follow the example that I see. This is why I love history, and this is why I love science and physics. All physics and science is doing is it's just showing us, in a natural sense, spiritual truths and spiritual realities. So satellites, they're in orbit. They stay in orbit by falling, constantly being in a perpetual state of falling. They're always falling, but it's gravity and momentum that are working together to hold them aloft, to hold them in their orbit. So real quick lesson. Aaron could probably teach you more of this than I could, because I understand he's taken all those physics courses at the Naval Academy. I understand gravity just enough to understand the spiritual applications to it. So a real brief, so you understand. So gravity is a force. Gravity is a power. Gravity is the attraction of everything that has mass. Everything that has mass is attracted together. Gravity attracts us together. So a satellite has mass, and because it has mass, it is attracted to the mass of the Earth. Thus, we have gravity. That's gravity. The other part that keeps a satellite in orbit is momentum. Momentum is just the movement of an object. Specifically, it is the movement of the object. Just think this through. Don't get freaked out by it. It's pretty simple. Momentum is just the movement of an object that is equal to that object's, the product of its mass and its velocity. So it's just saying that because of its weight and speed, which is not entirely accurate, but for our essence, for our understanding, its weight and its speed, that's what produces its momentum, its speed, its velocity. So gravity is pulling a satellite down to Earth, but it's the satellite's momentum that keeps it aloft and keeps it up. Momentum and gravity work together to keep a satellite in orbit, right? Everybody with me? All right, so just so we're really clear on it, because I want you to see there's a parallel between this. Don't just get that ready. There's a parallel between this physical reality of physics and how God created the Earth. There's a parallel to that and a spiritual truth. So I want you to see this 40-second video, which really explains this.
If you throw an apple into the air, gravity pulls it back to Earth. If you were to throw an apple hard enough, it might do something like this before disappearing into space. If you didn't throw it quite as hard, it wouldn't fly off completely, but instead go into an elliptical movement. Gravity pulls it to the center of the Earth, but its momentum keeps it traveling around. If it's moving fast enough, the Earth's horizon falls beneath the object more quickly than it is pulled to the center. So it falls in a continuous ellipse around the Earth. And this continuous movement is called an orbit.
You can see, for a gravity to maintain its orbit, it has to be in that constant state of falling. But it's momentum and gravity that keep it in orbit. So this is Timothy. For those of you that don't know Timothy, Timothy is our church mouse. Timothy has been here since almost the beginning. I think we started in August, 6.5 years ago. Timothy was part of, he thinks he's real, so don't, but he's part of the Christmas decorations that we had that first year. But he kind of never got packed away. So for the last 6 years, if you've been paying attention, you'll see Timothy at various places throughout the church. He has been everywhere. Sometimes he's been hidden well enough that for weeks I didn't even know where he was at. But so this is Timothy. Timothy has volunteered to help us understand how momentum and gravity, how those two things hold an object in orbit. So I've attached a string. So this string represents gravity. So what's going to happen if I give Timothy some forward momentum, if I give him momentum to go with gravity? Well, what's going to happen is Timothy, the string is the gravity, so it's pulling him towards me. But his forward momentum is keeping him. He's continually falling, but he's in bounds. Timothy is where he likes to be. He's in orbit around me. So what would happen if gravity all of a sudden ceased to exist? Or if this string broke? I'm not going to do that because one of you would have to catch Timothy. He's kind of fragile. But if this string broke, or if gravity was not here, what would happen is Timothy would fly off. On the other end, what would happen if all of a sudden Timothy lost his momentum? Well, then gravity takes over, and Timothy is going to come crashing back down to Earth. So satellites are in a perpetual state of falling. If you and I want to be a satellite in orbit around Jesus in that perfect place of peace, tranquility, and production, we have to be in a continual state of falling. Satellites are in a continual state of falling. It is that balance between momentum and gravity that keeps an object in orbit around the earth. So for you and I to be in orbit around Jesus Christ, for our lives to be in orbit around Jesus Christ, we must be in a perpetual state of falling. It is that letting go of self and self-trust and trusting in Jesus that provides the momentum so that we can literally fall upon Jesus. And then Jesus will act as our gravity and hold us up. Hold us up so that we maintain that perfect orbit of peace and productivity around Him at all times. So when we lean upon Jesus Christ with the entirety of our person, we are falling upon Jesus. And then Jesus can move through that act of faith. He moves through that act of faith, and He can then hold us up. He holds us in that perfect orbit. He holds us up so that we don't fly off and we don't come crashing down back to earth. So with that understanding, the next logical question then becomes, well, where does that kind of faith come from? That kind of faith, how do I maintain or how do I develop my faith so it becomes the kind of faith, that kind of faith that actually holds me in orbit around Jesus? Well, the good thing is Paul actually gives us an insight into that with his very next verse. So let's look at Colossians chapter 1, verse number 5. Because of the hope of experiencing what is laid up, reserved, and waiting for you in heaven, of this hope you heard in the past, in the message of the truth of the gospel. The key word there I want us to focus on is hope. Hope is a form of faith. So faith is believing for the promises of Jesus Christ today, right now. Faith knows. Faith is knowing that His promises are real and that they are for us right now so we can possess them in our lives right now today. That's faith. Hope is faith for the future. It is knowing that the promises of Jesus Christ will be there ahead of us, will be there for us in the future at the exact time that we need them. Hope is the confident assurance of experiencing what Jesus Christ has already laid up for you. It is the confidence of knowing that He has already established everything that you need before you even knew you had need of it. He's already prepared it. It is the knowing that Jesus Christ, having seen all things, has already prepared everything that you need, and He has already reserved it for you. So if something is reserved for me, if something is reserved in my name, if it's reserved, it's already done. It's already prepared. It's just waiting for me. It has my name on it. It's just waiting for me to arrive and pick it up, claim it, possess it, lay hold of it. If I make a reservation in my name for a table at a restaurant, that table is going to be there waiting for me when I get there. It's going to be prepared. The tablecloth is going to be on. The utensils are going to be there. Everything's going to be in place. And my name is going to be right there on that table. Because we place our hope in the goodness and the power of Jesus Christ. Because we are confident that Jesus has already prepared everything that you will ever need in this life. Because we have that hope and that confidence, we can then every day, we can then act in faith, leaning upon Him, falling upon Jesus Christ. Every day we can be released to do that, acting in that kind of faith of Jesus Christ. Amen? Can you get a picture of that? I want to be in that sweet spot. I want to live my life in that sweet spot, free of all that friction, and both at peace, tranquil, and being productive for Him. Now look at the next thing that Paul says in his next verse. So this is Colossians chapter 1, verse number 6. He just got done speaking about hope, and just got done speaking about hope that comes from the Word, which has come to you indeed in the whole world. That gospel is bearing fruit and still growing, by its own inherent powers, even as is done among yourselves ever since the day you first heard and came to know and understand the grace of God in truth. You came to know the grace of the undeserved favor of God in reality, deeply and clearly, and thoroughly becoming accurately and intimately acquainted with it. Because we are leaning upon Jesus every day, because we fall upon Jesus, the perpetual state of falling upon Jesus every day, because of that, we are in orbit around Jesus every day. Well, remember, one of the first things I said, that if a satellite maintains its orbit, it's productive. It accomplishes that which it was designed to do by its maker. So when I am in orbit around Jesus Christ, every day that I am in orbit around Jesus Christ, being in orbit around Jesus, I am productive for Him. I am bearing fruit for Jesus. Every day that I'm in orbit, I'm bearing fruit. I'm not bearing fruit because of my good works, because of my excellent efforts, because of how great I am. No, we bear fruit because of the power of His Word that is in us. And it's because of that power of His Word, it's because the Word that is in us, with its own inherent power, because of that, the fruit is going to continue to grow and multiply through you. Your productivity is going to continue to increase. Again, not because of you. All I have to do is just fall upon Him. And He makes me bear fruit. He makes me productive. And it's multiplied productivity as well. Remember that gravity is a force. It's a power. It is that which draws things together. I remember watching a video. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. But there was a video of some astronaut when he was on either the International Space Station or, I can't even remember how old it was, but some student had sent him some project, some student from school had sent some project that he was working on, and it had to do with, it was like grains of rice in this bag of fluid. And I forget what the experiment was, but the first thing he noticed was how cool this was, and they showed a video of this. He would just shake up that bag, and you'd see all these little granules of rice float around. And then as he would hold it, because even there, gravity was enough, and this is just gravity is everywhere. Objects, anything that has mass is attracted to it. You just watch. All these little grains of rice would just circle around, and they formed up into a ball. And then they would shake it up again, and it would just do the same thing. Gravity is the force that draws things together. Gravity is that force that draws us to the earth so that we're not floating off into space. Well, the Word of God is also power. It's more powerful than anything. The Word of God is also a power. The power that draws things to it. So the Word of God draws me to Jesus, but the Word of God also draws others to Jesus through me. That is being productive as we orbit Jesus Christ, as our lives are in that sweet spot, orbiting around Jesus Christ, as we daily decide to bend ourselves from that position of self-trust and lean until we're falling upon Jesus. That's what we are called to do. Now, Paul talks about this same thing again later in his second letter to Timothy. He talks about many of these same things. I don't have time to go through it all, but I want you to see this verse. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. And how from your childhood you have had a knowledge of and been acquainted with the Word. I'm sorry, with the sacred writings, which are able to instruct you and give you the understanding for salvation, which comes through faith in Christ Jesus, through the leaning of the entire human personality on God in Christ Jesus, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness. Every moment that you spend in the Word of God, every moment that you spend meditating on the Word of God, you are allowing the revelation of His Word to grow in you, and it will continue to grow in you, and that stabilizes and strengthens your orbit, that sweet spot, orbiting your life, orbiting around Jesus Christ. If you're listening to anything else other than the Word, and in this world today, it is so easy to do that. You know, the illustration that I gave at the very beginning, the first two questions are, do you feel like there's anything, any part of your life that you feel like it's just spiraling off out of control? But the other part was, do you feel like there's any part of your life that is coming down, that is crashing down to earth? Listen, if I'm in orbit around Jesus Christ, I want to maintain that orbit. It is the world. The earth has gravity, which pulls down. I don't want the draw of the world to take my attention and my focus off of the Word. And there's plenty of things in this life, there's plenty of things today that will be, you'll be subjected to, that will be an opportunity to take your focus off of the Word and put your focus on the things of the world. That will always pull you down, crashing failure. What he's saying here through Timothy is, this is the power of the Word of God. It is the inherent power of the Word of God. Focus, keep our focus. It is exactly what the Holy Spirit spoke prophetically at the very beginning. It is that joy of the Word of God that we have. It's the power that is in it. If I'm in the Word of God, listen, my faith is being built up and strengthened so that I can maintain that sweet spot in orbit around Jesus Christ. So there's one final thing I want to look at this morning. That first word that we looked at, faith, in that very first verse that we looked at, Colossians chapter 1, verse number 4, that word faith, in context, in that verse specifically, has a very specific meaning. So the word faith, in that very first verse, it means this, and I quote this from Thayer's Greek lexicon. Faith is reposed in Christ Jesus. Reposed. Faith is being reposed in Christ Jesus. What does it look like to be reposed? Well, look at it this way. Reposed is leaning on Jesus. It is leaning so far out upon Jesus that you fall upon Jesus and you are literally laying upon Jesus. And we see this scripturally. I mean, in the scriptures, remember that when Jesus was with his disciples at the Last Supper, listen to what John, the beloved disciple, listen to how John describes his position at the table with Jesus. This is John 13, verse number 23. Now, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. John always refers to himself as the one who Jesus loved. Not that Jesus loved him more, but John, in the same way that Paul had a revelation on the new covenant, nobody had a better revelation of the love of Jesus Christ than did John. John understood he was loved by Jesus. So here John is saying, he's describing the position that he has at Jesus, with Jesus Christ at that table of the Last Supper. He is literally laying his head upon the chest of Jesus. You are loved by Jesus. You are loved by Jesus. Take the position of the beloved of Jesus. Take your position as the beloved disciple of Jesus. The position and the place that God has established and set and assigned for you is leaning upon Jesus. It is reclining upon Jesus to the point that your head is laying on his chest, just like John. That should be the picture. I actually looked. I went through, I don't know how, I tried to find an image I could. There was no, somebody needs to take artistic license here. I couldn't find any good pictures. That was just the picture of John laying his head on Jesus' chest. Because I can picture, and perhaps we need to just picture it in our own minds, I can picture the peace on John's face as he's laying his chest on Jesus. You're going to have a care in the world at that point? You know, one of the more difficult times in my life is when I've been with people right at the point of death. And I was with somebody when her mother was passing away, and I was in the room with them. And one of the most, it was a sad thing, but it was one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen. So this daughter, this is just minutes before her mom passed away, she laid her head on her mom's chest, and she just laid there quietly. And I'm watching this, and her eyes are closed, and she's just laying on her mom's chest. And the look of peace and contentment that came upon her face in those moments. And I talked to her about it later. And This is, and I could see, I knew exactly what was happening. It was such a beautiful picture. You could see exactly what was happening. Here she is. She's hearing those final heartbeats of her mom. The same way that she would have as when she was in the womb. She'd have heard those heartbeats of her mom. So from the beginning until this ending, to see the beauty of the peace and contentment on her face. Listen, picture yourself with your head. That's our position. This is the position that God has assigned for you and I. If I will lean upon him, he wants me to recline upon him to the point that just like John, my head is laying on Jesus' chest. Can you think of a better picture than picturing yourself like that? That's where we're supposed to be. That's where Jesus has invited us and assigned us to be. Now, the word repose also means to rest or to sleep. So when we find ourselves in that place of perfect peace, that place of being in that sweet spot in orbit around Jesus Christ, we are at peace, we are tranquil, we are at rest, and we are productive. Lean upon Jesus. Fall upon Jesus. And when you fall upon Jesus, rest upon Jesus. And you will be productive. Not through you, but you will be productive through him. He will bear fruit through you. Be at that place of perfect peace, tranquility, and productivity in Jesus Christ. And this glorifies the name of Jesus. As we head into a brand new year, let's determine to set ourselves in that sweet spot in life, orbiting Jesus Christ, by leaning upon him, by falling upon him, and resting our heads upon him. Amen. Jesus, we thank you and praise you of your great love for us. We want to be in that sweet spot. Spot of peace, rest, tranquility, and productivity in you. Help us every day. Holy Spirit, bring back to my remembrance daily that picture of falling upon you. Help me to be every day in a perpetual state of falling upon you. For there you will hold me up in orbit around you. And I know that my life and our lives will bring glory to you every day in the coming year. We thank you and we give you the praise for it. Thank you for inviting us to that position with our heads upon your chest. We thank you and praise you, Jesus. It's in your name. Amen. Amen.